September 25th, the new Fox Tuesday kicks off with New Girl's new season. Then welcome Ben and Kate.
Stay away from my sister before you find out what 6 years of Prof McGaugh feels like. Well, like year and a half plus like 4 years on and off I was traveling.
Followed by another all-new New Girl.
What am I looking at here?
Pure, unadulterated friendship.
And the Mindy Project.
Can't believe you're tattling.
Tattling is when a little girl does it, okay? When a hot woman does it, it's called whistleblowing.
The new Fox Tuesday, premieres September 25th on Fox.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com. And streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Basketball Wives LA After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Basketball Wives LA After Show.
Yeah.
Hi.
Ow, we are back.
Sexy ladies over here. Welcome. Bing is for doing, and we are doing it every Monday, just like tonight. It's the Basketball Wives LA After Show. I'm Lauren Turner here with these beautiful co-hosts of mine. Please introduce yourselves.
What's up, folks? You know I'm going to be bringing the heat in and out of the sheets. It's your girl, Spicy Mari. And I'm so lucky to have next to me, drumroll please, she's back in the building, folks.
Yes, guys, I'm back. Rebecca Prince of Holly Hoop. So we are back to talk about our favorite show, Basketball Wives.
Yes, we're so glad you're back.
Oh, thanks.
We've missed it because, you know, Rebecca has like the lowdown, like the real scoop, all the dirt that no one in the world knows but her.
I'm a super fan. I've been watching since the beginning. So, you know.
Yeah.
We got the history.
Exactly. Now, the other super fans out there, I'm sure we're looking forward to Jackie Christie being on the show today as well. Unfortunately, because of shooting schedule, you know, that changes all the time. She wasn't able to come, which we're very, very sad
about.
It's
the industry, folks. It happens. We'll get her back.
It's the way it happens. But we're definitely going to get her on here.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Her publicist said, you know, the shooting, they're still in the process of shooting Basketball Wives LA. So, of course, things got switched around and they're going to be shooting tonight, which is why she couldn't be here, but she's definitely going to be joining us some Monday soon.
So yes.
And make sure you stay tuned because we all love to talk about Jackie.
Right.
Oh, Jackie. It's going to be fun to talk with her.
We call her Drama Jackie. And, you know, she's also such a businesswoman. She's done pretty much everything. And now, you know, she can definitely add singer, songwriter, rapper onto her roster. And we'll talk a little bit more about that coming up soon. She has a song that was released or leaked yesterday.
Leaked.
So we got a little bit of that for you during news and gossip. So stay tuned for that.
And I guess jumping right into sort of the second episode of season two of Basketball Wives LA is, of course, we have to talk about Jackie.
Drama Jackie.
She is, what would you call it? Party crashing? Dinner party
crashing?
That
was definitely the definition of crashing a party. When no one knows that you're coming.
Yeah. Except for
one
Malaysia,
person. Yeah.
Who set everybody up. And like I said last episode, that was probably the most uncomfortable experience ever when you are enjoying yourself with your friends. And someone who you can't stand pops up. That's
like, hello.
A real joy breaker right
especially
there.
Especially at a, you know, pretty intimate small dinner party at your home.
Right.
It would be a little more acceptable if it was at a public place, but I think that it was at Gloria's house and she just, you know, I know she was invited by Malaysia, but stopped by. She definitely has some guts for that.
Yeah. It was a very important
moment.
I
felt like the girls did handle it well, though, because the episode started off with them just, you know, waiting for Jackie to finally say something. Malaysia gives a special drumroll introduction about why Jackie's there.
In case the other girls didn't have eyes.
Right.
They couldn't see that she was there.
But, like, who just starts eating and doesn't speak and say, hey, I know we
Jackie.
Have beef, but I'm here for X, Y, and Z. I think that would have been a stronger introduction than waiting to be announced as if it's a toast.
Right.
And so she had just gone into it and fessed up and started off with a real apology. I mean, the girls had to remind her, hey, I thought you were here to apologize, because she instantly starts going off about her expectations and defending her behavior.
Which, yeah, for someone who is supposedly in a different headspace this year. The fact that the first words out of your mouth are like, well, really, I came here because I felt you ladies owed me an apology. I would have been like, wait, what?
Yeah, right. The girls were looking at her crazy, especially
Laura. If the elephant in the room wasn't big enough, right. Then that just added to fuel to the fire.
You mentioned while we were watching the episode how crazy Laura's face expressions were. Every time Jackie opened her mouth, Laura was making these funny faces.
Laura's facial expressions on Basketball Wives is comparable to Britney Spears on The X Factor. Like, you look at them and they're so, you see everything on their
animated face,
but then it's just like when they actually talk, it's, you know, not that it's anticlimactic, but it's like their faces are the selling point.
Right.
It's just so ridiculous.
Like, they don't even have to say anything.
And, you know, if you were sitting across from Laura and she was making those faces at you.
Oh, like, I would have been cracking up.
But, I mean, Jackie has to be like, wow, they really think I'm crazy because but it's all over your face.
Right. It's like poor Jackie just doesn't get it. And in this episode, at least, it's like she just can't grasp the fact that these women have an issue with her. It's like even her apology, it was interesting about the apology, actually, because when she finally did get around to it, it was like she was explaining all these reasons and being so genuine that the girls were like, if you would have just said, I'm sorry, it would be good enough. But my thing is, do you guys agree with that, or do you think that even if she said, I'm sorry, then the girls would want an explanation?
Well, I think that it's not so much the apology is going to make everything better as much as it is about accountability and respect. Yeah. They could have had a little bit more respect for her if she just would have been accountable for her behavior. But because she was instantly scapegoating the entire time and then gave a fake apology, it just takes the authenticity and genuineness away from it 100%.
Well, yeah. Because it basically seems, I mean, from the first episode, which we saw last week, and then, you know, this week, it seems like her and Malaysia sort of got together to, to, you know, give a little outline of, let's cover all these bases in your apology.
Right.
So, you know, she had a blueprint. Yeah, she had a blueprint, you know, outline of an apology. So, yeah, I mean, I always think it's better, like, if you speak from the heart. It's like at an award show, if you know, you have someone who goes up there and they have their speech that they pull out of their dress, you know, as opposed to someone who goes up there and just starts crying and is in the moment.
Right.
You know, it's always better to be genuine, I think.
Right.
But yeah. That's something that these ladies, you know.
Well, I think that in the moment of Jackie giving her little apology speech, that I appreciate Gloria being genuine and saying, you know, I see you coming here making an effort, but I'm not going to be fake with you. I'm not going to be kikiing up in your face and act like it's all good when I really don't like you.
Yeah.
Andrea kind of tried to do the same thing. They both openly admitted, we're not really blanking with you like that.
Speaking of Drea, she kind of had a little diva moment this show. Clearly, the Basketball Wives success, the bathing suit line success, all of that is going to her head, her pretty little head.
Yes, it is.
As you know, she was supposed to shoot for King Magazine with the new girl, Brooke, who is kind of, I guess we would describe as a veteran video vixen.
Yeah, for sure.
Anytime you have 5+ years on the video vixen, you know, category.
She is a booty model, y'all. Heard it first. Spicy said it. Booty model. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, she's a booty model. Did you not see her in those outfits? That's all
that
there
crazy.
Was. TNA.
She claims it and she's proud of it. So, hey, more power to you. And I mean, Drea, like you said, is just, I think the fame is going to her head a little bit. And we see that in, you know, the whole segment with the photo shoot. She gets to the photo shoot and she looks at Brooke and kind of just turns the other way. Like, I'm sorry, I have to cancel this. And her whole excuse was that she thought it would be a closed set.
Well,
regardless of closed set, I mean, if there's another model on set, that doesn't mean it's not closed. Closed set means people outside of the production, photographers,
can't
makeup artists, wardrobe. You know, it means you can't have your friends stop by and that kind of thing. That's a closed set. A closed set isn't another model not being there. But apparently she likes to shine alone.
Well,
so.
She even says, like, you know, and I guess that was her nice way of saying she thought that she was going to be doing the shoot alone.
Well, what if her excuse later on next episode we might see is that she's shy in front of other models or she doesn't feel comfortable? In her defense...
Mari, have you seen her picture?
In her defense! You know,
like,
what if she gets a little bit intimidated or shy?
She actually said in this episode that when you get to a certain time in your career...
You can demand a close set.
You can demand a close set.
Okay. I tried, y'all.
And
I tried to defend her, but the girls are right. She was being a diva.
Listen, I like Drea, but it is funny because Brooke, who, you know, not only have we seen in videos and in booty magazines for years. You know, we also saw her. She isn't a reality, you know, a reality TV virgin. She was on the E! Show Candy Girls about, exactly. you know, which was a reality show about the life of, you know, video vixens.
Ethnicity so, models, yeah.
So it's, you know, she definitely, she's been around longer and has too. A little, you know, more weight than Drea. And that's what she said. She's never demanded a close step yeah. because nobody wants to work for a diva. And it's true.
Well, we thought last episode that Brooke was going to be a little diva-ish, but it looks like she's a little bit more humble than Drea, and she's been exposed a lot longer. So I thought that was kind of interesting because I definitely thought that Brooke was going to be this sadity kind of video
But the thing
girl.
Is, maybe the fact that she has been in this industry so long already is kind
Don't
of why she
bridges.
Is why, exactly. but, or it's also, you know, why she is a little modest because not, you know, the life of a video vixen or, you know, a booty model. It's
I'm sorry,
not.
I laugh when you say
I
it.
I know, but it's not like, you know, this is not a career you can have for 20 years and then exactly. retire
right.
on a pension. Like,
Correct.
You know, you have a limited shelf life. And so it's just, it's interesting that, I don't know. I think she's probably experienced the highs and the lows, so she knows what the game is about more so. I mean, I haven't seen anything. I haven't seen her in any videos. I haven't seen spreads of her in a long time, and all of a sudden she shows up on Basketball Wives. So obviously
but
she needs a little.
She's booking something.
She needs a little career boost, but that's what I'm saying. These girls go on this show with, you know, something in the back of their mind they want to promote or want to do, and I'm sure this is, you know, the kind of the boost she needs back in her career, too.
Oh, yeah.
Agreed,
and a boost it'll
completely.
Be. On a scale of 1 to 10, what did you guys feel about Brooke's wardrobe for the, with the spikes and the colors and the earrings in that shoe?
Maybe it was for Jamaican magazine. I don't know.
I'm
a lot of
for
colors.
I'm sorry. I don't want to talk about that stylist, but you know it keeps it real. What were you thinking? Because that was just too much going on, and it took
I
away from
the,
her beauty.
Right. I did like the colors. I liked
it
her hair.
It looks nice against her skin. The colors look good
against
her
complexion. Honestly, with our iTunes listeners out there, like, make sure you guys know we love you rating and commenting. This is definitely something that I want to hear what you guys think, because honestly, don't tell anybody, but I kind of like the outfit.
Oh, what?
I like bright colors. I like fluorescence and neons.
Obviously,
it's fun.
We have a beautiful dress. Exclusive
which apparently
dress right here.
Me and Malaysia share stylist because she was wearing it last week, I guess. But yeah, I think she looked good. I didn't like the neck things. I don't ever like choker, spike things around your neck, but that's just me. That's my style.
When you're wearing a big, gaudy necklace like that, especially with the spikes, like as if it's a dog
Maybe
chain.
Maybe she was going to go visit
you
Christian Grey after that.
Maybe she was. That's
Listen,
obviously what it had to be.
At the end of the day, we know it wasn't her fault. She didn't pick out
she
that
pick
wardrobe.
Exactly.
She just showed up to set and did her job
and
like
since,
a good video vixen.
Right, since she's trying to be anti-diva-ish, she puts on what they tell her. So good job, Brooke. Okay.
And then I like
the
how she also wanted to kind of, her and the guy from Show Magazine were trying to recruit Gloria to be the next cover
cute.
Model. That
I thought
cute.
That would have been great if she actually just was like, okay, let's do it. Like, that would have been so spontaneous,
yeah.
but that's not really
I
Gloria.
Like that Gloria can make fun of herself, too. I like when pretty girls have a sense of humor and can poke at themselves and don't take themselves that seriously.
Yeah.
And I think out of everybody so far, I like how sweet Gloria is, and she's, you know, she keeps it real, she's getting along with everyone, and she's giving Brooke a chance. Because she could be hating on Brooke, too, but she came on set, no makeup, she wasn't trying to take her shine.
Yeah,
she just
that
came
was
to visit
very,
a friend.
That's a good observation.
Yeah, especially she would have come if she would have come makeup did
glammed
hair,
out, yeah.
you know that what that would have been for.
And you know, she's making her own transitions too. Obviously, you know, we saw last season her and Drea, that's how they met, taking acting classes, and clearly it's paid off because she just booked a little web
Yay.
Series
Yay.
That
congratulations
has the potential
for that
to turn into a comic book and then a feature film. So you know,
so web series, and she has a cookbook. So
yeah. Well,
she
was working on the cookbook
thing.
That's what the dinner party was for. Yeah. What was it? Black
it's
food
a
it's,
yeah.
Food?
She's black and Mexican.
Thank you.
Shout out to Black Tinas. But she's black and Mexican, and her cookbook is an infusion of the two. And she actually came on AfterBuzz and was telling us about the book. So I'm wondering if it's published and ready to go yet. But she had that little dinner party in honor of the two best foods in the entire world.
So as someone who has a similar background, what are some of the recipes or things that you think are definitely going to be included in that book?
We're going to probably see tamales in there. We're going to see, you know, lots and lots of different Holly recipes for tacos and ceviche. She's probably, if she throws some soul in there, we're going to see some jambalaya. If she's if she really wants to do it big, she's going to put, just like some Creole infused few. Like, she's just going to have like a whole,
Creole.
She's going to have a whole melting pot of food in there.
Sounds good. I'm hungry.
Some stuffed artichoke, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm a little hungry too, actually.
Especially after all that.
I know, right?
I can't wait wait for the book. I hope Gloria can come back and
bring
and talk to
food.
Us and bring us some of the food.
Right, and then we can have a nice little spread. Look at this table in front of us.
And then, Laura, just quickly, Gloria's sister, Laura, I wanted to mention the dinner or the lunch that she had with Jackie. Because after the crazy dinner that Jackie crashed, Laura took the time out to go and meet with Jackie.
And was being kind of polite.
Yeah.
Like, I felt
after
overly
that,
polite, as rude as she, and I felt, I'm sorry, it was funny as hell, but she was rude.
Like calling
to
her
Jackie. Yeah, she was playing that girl. Like telling her to come back to make fun of her shoes and all that kind of stuff. And Jackie's thirsty right now to get back in the good girl's graces. Mm-hmm. And so for her to be playing her, like, come back, and you know Jackie's going to turn around. Then for them to meet face to face and she's acting like, oh, you know, I secretly like Jackie. She wasn't acting like it at the dinner party. I would totally think that she didn't like Jackie at the dinner party.
But she also admits that she's crazy too. So maybe that's just a glimpse of the crazy,
crazy love,
Laura.
Crazy. That's got to be what it is. Crazy love,
Rebecca?
Crazy.
Crazy, I mean, love, crazy.
It's true. She's, I don't know. They're both big personalities. But I think the thing about it is, I think what Laura's pushing from Jackie is she just wants her to be her, like, authentic self.
Right.
You know?
Just keep it real, she kept saying.
Yeah. I don't.
Well, I don't know. You guys know something that is kept quite real, I think, is Mob Doctor. Have you guys heard of that show?
I keep hearing all this stuff about it. Yeah.
Okay, so it's on Fox, and it airs tonight at 9 p.m. And if you like Basketball Wives and the drama, I'm pretty sure this is going to be full of drama. Like, it's this doctor who's indebted to the mob, and, like, I saw a couple of previews. Like, they kidnap her mom.
Oh,
wow. It looks crazy.
Okay, setting my TiVo.
So set your TiVo for Mob Doctor tonight at 9 p.m. and then set your TiVo for Tuesday, September 25th.
Yay!
Okay? Because that's Fox Premiere Tuesday. And let's face it, we all love comedy. And we love the drama, but we love the comedy, right?
Love
it's human nature.
Totally.
Right. So Fox Premiere Tuesday is September 25th, 8 p.m., starting off with Zooey Deschanel. She's back with the premiere of
Zooey.
New Girl. It's a second season.
My favorite show.
It's my favorite show,
Well, besides
too.
Basketball Wives, of course.
Of course.
Scripted show.
Favorite scripted show. Mine, too. Definitely. Shout out to Lamorne Morris, who plays Winston on the show. He's amazing. And, you know, boom, right off the bat, Zooey is laid off of work.
Yep.
And she's looking for a job. So the first episode, right off the bat, is going to be insane, hilarious. And then after that, from the producers of New Girl, it's a new series that critics are calling one of the best comedies of the year.
It's
Ben and Kate. So if you guys have siblings, then you probably can relate to it.
I do
have siblings, but
I do.
It's hilarious either way. It's so funny. And it's just, it's crazy. And then after that, there's another episode of New Girl. So that ball just keeps on rolling with the new episodes
of
New Girl.
Oh, lots of New Girl. Cool.
Right. And then finally, Mindy Kaling of The Office.
Yeah, it's her big anticipated show debut.
Yes. Oh my gosh, it's called The Mindy Project. It's the series premiere, and I saw the pilot. I was telling you guys last week, saw the pilot twice, and I love it. It's so funny. It's probably the funniest pilot I've ever seen.
She's hilarious, so I do not doubt that she can carry this show.
So if it's a night of laughs that you guys are looking for, look no further. Fox premiere Tuesdays, September 25th, 8 p.m.
Awesome.
Yep. So we're going to get to some news and gossip soon. But quickly, there's a new girl on the show as well, on our show, Basketball Wives. Her name is Bambi. She kind of came out of the blue in the end of the episode. She's Malaysia's friend.
Yeah.
And I had my say about her because I felt like she was kind of guarded and defensive from the beginning about women. And she's like, oh, we always talk crap about each other anyway. Like, that's just a woman's nature. And then Malaysia mentions Brooke. And what happens?
Well, she obviously has a very strong opinion about Brooke.
But it's hilarious. She's like, oh, I don't, whatever issues she has with her, but she doesn't even know her. Malaysia's like, so do you know her? Oh, no, we're friends of a friend.
She hated on her shimmer, girl.
Her
you
shimmer.
Can't be hating on
that
people's shimmer.
That was hilarious.
Well, no, she thinks that Brooke is hating on her shimmer because Brooke's man apparently is buying her lots of gifts.
Wait, he bought her gifts?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
I didn't catch that part.
That kind of slid past, but I mean, I don't know who Brooke's sort of baller claim to fame is right now, if there's one specific or a string of guys that she's dated. But yeah, apparently one of them likes to gift Bambi with some sweet things. So
No, I'm just playing.
It looks like that will definitely
I feel like the producers probably just told her to say that crap. Like, oh, he's buying me gifts. I don't know. Like,
well,
I didn't know.
Her ratchetness seemed authentic to me.
She did
quite ratchet.
Yeah, she was going at
she was at Greystone last night.
She was like, I mean, we don't have have beef, but like, you know, if she wants to have some, we could get it popping. And like, she was just ready to go in for no
reason. And you're so supposed to be like hiking.
Were they at Runyon Canyon? Was that Runyon Canyon?
Why don't I ever see any of these cliche people filming?
I know, because I'm at Runyon Canyon all the time. Yeah. So you. And we don't ever see
them. They don't
them.
Go all the way.
They just set up one little corner.
They're like, we are not trying to sweat on camera. Right. Sorry, guys.
And those did not look like Runyon wardrobe attire. The way that they had on those like
bright colors, it just, sports bra.
Yeah,
I'm just cute.
It was cute.
It looked like it was for the camera.
It was cute.
I mean, I'm just saying. Can I see
I'm laughing
Nike
at Rebecca saying that she was at Greystone last night, and me thinking like, really? Was she?
No, I mean, I don't, Greystone on Sundays.
Right.
You know how that goes.
So you guys want to go into some news and gossip? Let's hear some news and gossip.
Let's go into some news and gossip.
Go, Rebecca. Go, Rebecca.
All right. Well, of course, you know, Holly Hoops, we bring you everything in Hollywood reality and sports. So it's basically like a little baby for all of the people who love Basketball Wives and these ladies and want to follow them with what's going on outside of the show. Now, last week was the first episode, and I know the girls, I wasn't here, but I know the girls didn't touch base on it. The one person who is absent this year, who is not returning to the cast, is Imani. You know, we don't know if she got fired, if VH1 gave her the pink slip, or she just chose not to return. But she did tweet out last week after the show that, you know, she loved the support and appreciated the fans' concern, but she decided not to return to Basketball Wives because it just wasn't her thing. So I don't know exactly how to take that, but
she also said, I noticed, like, that she said something about how, like, she wants to get back to real life and not this life. So it's like, you could say that, but you never know. You know what's sad? We didn't even realize she was gone last week. That's pretty sad.
Yeah, I mean, it's not, I don't think it's going to be a cast member that people miss too much, but, you know, I follow her on Twitter, and, you know, I've seen Instagram photos. She's apparently lost a ton of weight.
Nice.
She's got herself, like, really fit and has been posting pictures of herself, like, in a bathing suit.
Nice.
Where she's traveling with her new boo. So things might be going well for her, but unfortunately, we are not going to get to see them this year.
Aww. Well, that's good. Let her focus on her relationship and her own personal life.
It's obviously working for her.
Definitely.
So.
And then another person who we won't be seeing on the show this year, which is surprising because he had, you know, last year his part was pretty predominant and a big storyline is Matt Barnes. Yes, he got dropped by the Lakers, but he got picked up by the Clippers, so he is still in L.A., but he does not want to appear on Basketball Wives L.A. anymore. Him and Gloria felt that their relationship was a little bit too much under the microscope, so he's decided not to be shot most of this season. So that's going to be interesting because, like I said, last year their storyline and their breakup and what was going on was such a big storyline.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see if just Gloria can kind of hold the attention with just her focusing and working on her career. But it doesn't mean that Matt's not supporting because just, you know, last week they had a big premiere party in New York and he was there, of course.
Aww.
And him and Gloria even walked, him and, I'm not Gloria, Laura even walked in a fashion show in New York Fashion Week.
Wow. So him and Laura did.
Him and Laura, not Gloria.
Her sister. But
but him and her sister were in a fashion show. It was for Brazilian swimwear. So he's definitely still in the picture and him and Gloria are still together and working on their relationship, but we're just not going to see it on VH1.
Yeah.
This year,
I mean, I'm proud of them for Matt even and Gloria for supporting him in this decision because obviously, because of the show, their relationship, I'm sure other things as well, their relationship has kind of been hindered. So I'm kind of happy that, I mean, because at the end of the day, come on, it's a reality show. You still have to live your life after this.
You know, the thing though that I think is funny is because they did say that he felt, you know, they felt like people were rooting against their relationship from seeing it on the show. And I don't think it's that people like wanted to see the relationship fail, but you know, when Gloria was on Basketball Wives, like the original with the Miami cast, she did really come off holier than thou. So I think when then she transitioned to Basketball Wives LA and we did sort of see, you know, the ups and downs, it made her a little more real, which was nice because it gives you something to relate to.
Right.
'Cause before she just, you know, she acted like her whatever didn't stink. And, you know, I don't think people can relate to that. So I don't know. I'm a little disappointed he won't be back, but I guess I mean, she's one of the only real basketball wives.
I know. She's like the only
one. Where
are
the men on this show? Who are we going to see?
Right.
And of course, and her sister Laura, she's back with her fiance, baby daddy Gilbert Arenas. That's that nice big ring.
I know
on
they
her
have
finger.
Beautiful eyes, right? So,
yeah. Cool. And he was also out supporting at the premiere party last week in New York. So,
nice.
They're making it work, but right. I just don't know if we're going
to
see any of it on there.
The girls
are
going to have to carry it themselves, and it can be done. I'm sure it can be done because we never see any of the men on Basketball Wives Miami.
Anyway, yeah.
You know,
yeah. I mean,
like,
the only
so LA
see the
can
men
do it.
Hip hop LA and hip hop Atlanta,
and look how gold right. that is. I mean, come on, guys, get on the show.
Yeah,
you can't be worse than Stevie J.
Hey,
no one can.
You know what I'm saying?
And last bit of news for this week is, of course, Lauren teased it before, but it was Jackie's so-called leak song over the weekend. I didn't get a chance to hear it, but you heard it. Tell the fans what they can expect from Jackie's new rap career. I didn't know if
I
didn't know if the designer career was going to work out, and now I'm extra skeptical about this music.
You know, Marissa, do we have the song?
I'm not sure.
Hey, Marissa, are you back there?
Yes, we do.
We do.
Have the song.
How about we just
let's listen to it?
Just a little
let's
snippet.
Listen to it.
A little something.
The fans
Everybody
know what they can expect.
The woman of the year. This is going out to all you strong women out there striving for greatness. Let's get it. Flat Gucci shades, 6-inch heels. If you ain't come from nothing, you don't know how it feels. I used to dream dreams of the life that I live now. All the things they said I couldn't do, I done did now. Wake up in the morning with a smile on my face, making moves.
Well,
like a boss,
okay.
Thanking God for his grace.
All right. I mean,
well,
so the beat isn't bad.
I think it's your daughter actually singing the chorus.
I like the beat, but I did hear Jackie in there. I feel like I heard her.
Oh, yeah, I heard she was doing the low whispers. And
she shouldn't have been on the track, but I like the background music.
Oh, she shouldn't have been on the
track. No, I don't think that everybody has a talent and a voice for rap and R&B singing, and whenever I see reality people try to cross over and use the reality show as their, you know,
platform
in order to do that, it doesn't quite work out. I think people need to stick in their own lane, and that's start drama on your reality show Basketball Wives and
but
leave it at that.
Here's the thing about her. Again, I think that was her daughter on the course. I'm not 100% sure, but her daughter's an amazing singer. But the thing about Jackie is she's one of those people that is going to try everything once, and she's been doing that before the show, and I'm sure she'll continue to be that way, you know, after. And she's inspired these other young girls like Drea to actually take advantage of their fame, so I give props to Jackie on that.
Right.
No, this song probably is not gonna
you should not be launching your rap career.
Yeah, and this, I mean, it kind of also goes to prove the point that it's like, when you or your significant other reach a certain level of success, you could just kind of like buy what you want. You know,
it doesn't
necessarily mean you're talented. There's lots of talented people who aren't putting out records, you know. But
stay in your lane.
Listen, I take advantage of the opportunity, but do I think it's going to be number one on iTunes, which it is available on right now if you want to download it?
It is on iTunes. It's called Woman of the Year.
Woman of the Year. I'm not going to, but that's just me.
I don't think I'm going to be on the treadmill working out to that. I'm sorry.
It's smooth. It's a smooth beat.
It was cool, but it wasn't like my ears weren't, you know, tantalized by it.
Well, hopefully Jackie can come on and change everyone's minds about the song.
Maybe she could give us a little live singing.
Yeah.
Then we could go from there, see the raw talent and not the over-synthesized auto-tune.
Jackie, talent. You still owe us a Monday, so come back in here and spit a little something for us. We would love to hear it live.
We would. So do you guys have any predictions? Let's go to predictions.
Yeah.
And let's now, go. You're After Buzz TV.
I forget about that song.
Me too. So predictions for next week. I mean, it looks like it's going to start to get a little hairy maybe between Drea and Brooke, because I think they're going to ultimately have a sit-down conversation about why, you know, Drea didn't want to shoot with Brooke, and I think the word diva is going to get thrown out, and I don't think that Drea is going to react well to it. But we'll have to see. I mean, I don't know. That's my prediction. It's going to get ugly between the video vixens.
It was, and it was a bad look, though. Brooke brought up a good point. How does that make me look when you leave? It looks like as if I did something to you. And right. I didn't even think about that. I was just thinking that they probably were like, oh, these darn video girls. Now it just looks like she purposely did something to push her away out of the shoot. So I definitely think there's going to be beef between them. I also think that we're going to see Laura and Jackie get a little bit closer. But someone's going to get disappointed in that relationship. They openly admit nobody can trust her.
Well, they're wrapping us up. So last minute predictions, Lauren.
You know, they know I don't do predictions. I'm so bad at them that I just leave it up to you guys. So thank you for the predictions. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in.
Tuning in and rate us and comment and iTunes, and we love you. And next week, they're going to be in bikinis. So make sure you stay tuned for that.
But we'll be back for a full hour next week, and Fallon will be joining us back again.
Fallon Mercedes will be in the building.
And quickly, where can we find you, Rebecca, on Twitter?
Of course, you can find me at Rebecca Prince TV, and you could always check the Holly Hoops blog.
You guys can play with my Twitter day and night at spicy_Mari. That's SPICY_MARI.
And you can find me at Lauren's Love, because I love spreading all the love to you guys, and we love you for tuning in each and every Monday. We will see you next week.
Thanks, y'all.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.